Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back. How you doing? Glad to see you. You hung around. We're going to talk about chemicals that we would not use in our garden. Disclaimer, we are not telling you not to buy these chemicals. We're telling you that we wouldn't use these chemicals in our garden for legal purposes. That's, we're going to say that to cover us.
Disclaimer. It's a little asterisk.
Yeah. Disclaimer. Just to keep us safe over here so we can keep doing this, this show. So this is ones we would not use and the reasons why we would not use them. There are going to be some actual names here, and there are going to be some chemical names that's associated with major products that can be bought over the on the shelf here.
So this is a common one, and actually, I don't know any city people who use it. No offense to non-city people, but
what you talking about?
It's called 7, S-E-V-I-N. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's because it's a powder, and like maybe that's weird for city people. Because
I'm sure there's city people yelling at their radios right now.
I use that. Okay. Anyway,
At gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
You can address
that to Holly.
The city person. Yeah. Here. All right. So the active ingredient in that is called carbaryl. It's a common pesticide. It's a powder. That's pretty much what it is, and you sprinkle it on your plants. And what it does is it gets rid of common bugs, insects.
But it kills everything.
So with that being said, you might kill bees or ladybugs, which are beneficial to your garden, and you might want to be killing something else.
It's a nerve agent.
Yeah, it's a nerve agent. So what it does is it basically causes neurological problems to those pests, and then they die. The thing is that you need to wait. There's a wait time from application to consuming vegetables.
That's on all chemicals, mostly.
Right.
That there's a duration which applied today and then you have to wait. But some of them are, you can harvest the same day you apply. So you have to read. This is a fine print that's very important to all of us gardeners to know how long do I have to wait after applying XYZ product to control XYZ problem that I can harvest it. And when it's safe, or somewhat
right,
safe.
Right. So the wait time from application to consuming the vegetables is 3 to 14 days. So if it's a soft skin vegetable like a tomato, you would have to wait a little bit longer. If it's a tougher skin vegetable like a squash, then you can...
A little quicker.
So that's something you kind of have to gauge.
So it's a neurological powder.
Right.
And you're applying this to the garden, and most likely you're not using a respirator. So you're sprinkling this on your peas, your tomatoes, your peppers, whatever. And then you're getting it, and you're ingesting it, too, on small microscopic particles. So keep that in mind. What you're putting on the plants to kill bugs, you're probably ingesting a certain amount, too.
Right, for sure. And it can cause a range of symptoms if you do have overexposure. Or if you get it on your skin or in your eyes. So this includes blurred vision, breathing difficulty, abdominal cramps, muscle tremors, diarrhea, and vomiting. And then you can even have convulsions and respiratory failure. So you definitely want to keep that in mind. It can kill bees, definitely. So that's the concern to me. So say even if I was like going to apply this properly, wear a mask, whatever, cover my skin, I don't want to kill bees.
Right.
So... That's your choice, obviously.
The next one is a product called Preen. This is a main ingredient is it's used for to prevent weeds, essentially.
Right. So you're applying this before you're planting. So you use this like early in the year. Maybe you're gonna plant, and then you're like, before I plant, I'm gonna apply this Preen, whatever. It's typically a spray. There's different kinds. It's an herbicide, so it's used for controlling the weeds.
It's a spray, but also you can shake. It's a pelletized material as well.
So it's either or. But they have a number of different products. Mm-hmm. There's different varieties. Mm-hmm. You just want to apply to the affected area, whatever. It can cause tumors and cancer. if not, if applied to yourself too much, like basically if continual use occurs, you could increase your risk of cancer.
Well, here's the thing. These are non-organic products that we're talking about. Organic products, if used incorrectly, can cause problems, not even to ourselves and to the environment. So it's not just we're knocking the chemical ones. Organic products have the same type of problems if used incorrectly.
Right. So you definitely want to keep children. So for all these, basically, yeah, you want to keep children and pets away from the area that you sprayed and yourself. Preen is very popular for a lot of gardeners because it is applied before growing, but it is good to keep in mind the effects that it could have on you. We spend so much time indoors these days that when we do get the opportunity to go out, we cannot afford to have anything ruin it. The weather has started to warm up, and with warm weather comes mosquitoes. Mosquitoes have ruined your barbecue, a trip to the playground, and countless other outdoor activities, and they don't have to.
Holly and I are excited to host a Spartan Mosquito giveaway for 3 listeners each week to win some product by Spartan Mosquito. We will announce the winners at the end of each week on Facebook. Enter to win by emailing gardentalkradio@gmail.com. In the subject line, put winner. You must be 18 years or older, living in the contiguous United States where products are state approved. Radio show and podcast listeners are eligible. For all details, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com and click on the Spartan Mosquito tab at the top of the page. This week's contest ends to end Friday, May 29th at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can claim your prize as soon as it is announced on Facebook. If you do not claim your prize within 5 days, we will announce a new winner. Thank you, Spartan Mosquito, for participating with the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener for this giveaway to our listeners. Now, the next one we're all familiar with, it's called glyphosate. Well, that's the active ingredient, mm-hmm, and it's used primarily for weed killing of any size and shape.
It's a non-selective weed killer, which basically means that
you spray it, it's dead.
Exactly. Whatever you spray it on, it's going to kill it.
And the thing with the glyphosate, it actually absorbs into the leaf structure, goes through the stem, and goes into the roots and the nodes of the root and kills the root as well. It sucks it all the way down, and that's the way the molecules and the chemical is designed to be ingested by the plant and take it all the way down to the roots and kill the whole thing.
So here's the thing is that you are spraying it, and there's proper times to spray it.
It does exactly what it's supposed to do.
Right. Oh, yeah, 100%. So you want to make sure you're spraying it and you're following the directions, and that's with any of these. You want to follow the proper application directions. And so if the humidity is above, I think it's 75%, and if the temperature outside is above 75,
read the label,
it can become airborne, and then it can drift. So when it drifts, it means that it can go to your neighbor's yard, it can go somewhere else.
And those of you who are listening in the big farm areas, you know what we're talking about. Not too many more days here, you're planting, big fields are getting planted, they come in, they spray. And you can smell that drift all through the area, all through the farms. And as you're driving down the road, I grew up on a farm. I know what it is. It just incorporates the whole area with that. With that smell. Mm-hmm. So
you definitely want to be aware of how you're using it. It can cause cancer. There's been some lawsuits in regards to that. You can definitely look those up. And so if you use a lot of it, very, very harmful. It's a very persistent herbicide.
And it's used in farming. That's the main chemical used in field application to kill weeds with this genetically modified corn and soybeans and other crops. Not knocking that for the farmers. We're just being realistic if that's the chemical that's used.
Right, for sure. And you can choose to use whatever you wish in your home.
And the final one we're going to go through here quickly
is cethoxidim. It's also known as Weed Be Gone, and it is a selective herbicide, and this is used to kill broadleaf greens, basically. So,
is it similar to 2,4-D that's a broadleaf?
It has 2,4-D in it.
Okay.
So you spray it in grassy areas.
This is the 2,4-D is what's prevalent in the chemical weed and feed.
Yeah.
Your lawn, yeah.
Very similar. So it's for those broadleaf plants. Maybe you're one of those people that wants to have a beautiful lawn and you want very consistent looking turf.
This is what a lot of people use.
So it's a weed and feed. I know a lot of people use it. It does not drift, which is, I guess, a good thing.
A bonus, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This and then glyphosate and preen, actually pretty much all of them can, if you live in an erosive area, an area where there can be a lot of runoff, it's going to go into the water.
Damages the aquatic life in the streams and rivers and lakes and all of that that goes along with it.
It's toxic by ingestion.
You can bet the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener's phone lines are always jammed during the show.
It's toxic by ingestion, and you just want to be aware of how you're using it properly.
So keep in mind, those are four that we would not use. Again, you can use what you want to use on your property. If you're wanting to kill weeds, we would advise to look at Green Gobbler. They've got a 20% horticultural vinegar. You can find that on Amazon. We've got ours, and it works very, very effective, very quickly in that when it comes to killing weeds in a more organic manner. It's certified organic. So things to be aware of, just things to be aware of when it comes to what you're using on your property, on your garden, on plants and vegetables that you're eating. So keep that in mind.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.